AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. One of these men in Pennsylvania will win.
We're going to win this campaign.
When all the votes are tallied, I am confident we will win.
David McCormick and Dr. Mehmet Oz are in a very tight race in the Pennsylvania Republican Senate primary. Vote counting is expected to resume today in Pennsylvania to determine a winner. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says more people are testing positive.
There's a lot of infections across America. What's driving that? What is primarily driving that is these incredibly contagious subvariants.
At a White House briefing, Jha said more funding is needed to keep the manufacturers of virus tests in operation. NATO envoys failed to reach a consensus about whether to start membership talks with Finland and Sweden. Turkey renewed its objections. This is NATO's Jens Stoltenberg.
The security interests of all allies have to be taken into account. And we are determined to work through all issues and reach rapid conclusions.
It marks one of the biggest geopolitical ramifications of the Russian war in Ukraine and which could rewrite Europe's security map. At Cape Canaveral in Florida.
3, 2, 1. Full power. And liftoff.
SpaceX launched another round of Starlink satellites into orbit, 53 of them. This is the third Starlink mission launch in the past 5 days. Kansas's highest court upheld a Republican redistricting law that makes it harder for the only Democrat in the state's congressional delegation to win re-election in a big victory for the GOP. Portuguese health authorities confirmed 5 cases of monkeypox in young men, marking an unusual outbreak in Europe of a disease typically limited to Africa. They have skin lesions and were reported to be in stable condition. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. A 21-year-old Russian soldier pleaded guilty in the first war crimes trial in Ukraine.
Sergeant Vadim Shishimarin could get life in prison for shooting a 62-year-old Ukrainian man in the head through an open car window in the southeast of Ukraine on February 28, 4 days into the invasion. Ukraine's prosecutor general previously said her office was readying war crimes cases against 41 Russian soldiers for offenses that included bombing civilian infrastructure, killing civilians, rape and looting. It's not immediately clear how many of the suspects are in Ukrainian hands and how many will be tried in absentia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China's foreign minister criticized what he called negative moves by Washington and Tokyo against Beijing ahead of a meeting in Tokyo next week of the leaders of the U.S., Japan, Australia and India. President Biden will be at that meeting. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsafe the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS Store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.